This stuff needs to stop. The over-sexualization of the black female. Black females are worth more than being sexy. It's more to them than that. But yet, that's like what a lot of black females have relegated themselves to. Not somebody making them do that. They doing it themselves. And why? I don't get it. I don't get it at all. Because that stuff is not working. It's not working. Because a lot of the women that's doing that stuff, the ones who are participating in that behavior, you can get a baby all day long, but you can't get a husband to save your life. Oh no, you can't get that. Why? Because look at the way they are presenting themselves. Who wants to marry that? Nobody want to marry that. You don't want no woman like that shaking her behind all online. You will be embarrassed if somebody saw that, saw your wife doing something like that. Even if it was before you, still, she should have some sort of self-respect. We need to teach our daughters to respect themselves and respect their bodies and teach them how to be good and productive young ladies and not encourage this.
Wow, that was, I wanted to kind of like slap him.
Okay.
Cause that, it's just rude what he's saying. It's so generalizing to just black women.
But is it rude? Is it rude to say, listen, stop shaking up your backside. No man's going to want that. You have a baby, but no, you're not going to be able to get a husband. Is that actually rude?
Listening to that clip, the only thing in my head that I said to myself was, do you know the phrase, you can't turn a hoe into a housewife?
Yeah.
For some reason, I don't know, it just stuck in my head. But I don't think it's rude. I think it's fair for men to say that that's not what I want in a woman. So I don't think it's rude.
But the fact that he was saying black woman, he didn't say woman. He said black woman. He said woman of color. I see white girls shaking their ass on the internet. I see Latinas going all out at clubs. It's so generalizing.
It is. But I feel like maybe his preference in women is black women. So that when he does look at black women and he sees that, I guess it's frustrating for him to say, you know what? I don't want that in a wife. I don't want other men to know and see what I have. I want that to myself. And it's okay to be selfish.
Yeah.
I see a lot of women doing that, and I'm not against it because I think it's sexy to see a woman dancing and having fun and enjoying herself. But where is the line crossed when it comes to you ladies? Like, at what point do you say, this is a little too sexy, too revealing, I might be crossing that line?
To be honest, being Guyanese, at parties with my family, everyone just dances however, and no one really judges you. I wouldn't, however, go to a club with people I don't know and do something too provocative over there. If I'm with my friends, yeah, but like around people I don't know, then I wouldn't go as far as to looking sexy. Yeah.
I mean, but also too, like going back to what you said, being like whatever our culture is, that we like to dance and drink and have a good time, there's also a limit there too. Like, I mean, like I wouldn't grind on my uncle or a cousin. Like, there's a certain limit. Yeah. And there's also a certain, like for my family, there's a certain way you dress as well. Like, my mom doesn't want to see, you know, like belly hanging out or like, you know, breasts them showing. Like, there's a certain limit. But
we're seeing a lot of that. We're seeing that from a lot of younger girls. You know, as early as 11, 12,
yeah,
girls are now wanting to wear the thongs, disgusting, and the push-up bras.
It's weird.
It's sad, but they're sending a message.
Yeah.
And that's sending a message to the young boy, saying that's the epitome of sexiness.
Yeah.
And a lot of it has to do with, I think, the female's self-esteem or, in some cases, lack of.
Yeah.
But we also have role models. So we have the older adults, like yourself. How do you model for the younger children?
I think
and still keep sexy. I'm sorry.
Yeah, I think a lot of what being a role model is to show that you can be sexy, but in a different way. Like, some people will find sexy as wearing thongs or bras or makeup and all that stuff and revealing yourself on the internet. But sometimes intelligence is what's sexy. Sometimes being of good character, being athletic, being of good character, that can also be sexy as well.
Listen to me. Beyonce is not pushing good character and smart. Beyonce is pushing sex appeal.
Yeah.
Rihanna is pushing sex appeal. And when they're making that money and they're up there in the public eye, they're the ones that are promoting that.
I would just say it's because they're already on such a big platform. I feel that they should be doing something good with that platform. Mm-hmm. But it's completely up to them. You have these smaller celebrities like II Superwoman on YouTube. She's a really good role model. She goes from sexy to like completely nerdy. And yeah, guys,
but she keeps all her clothes on. Like, she at no point is she ever revealing certain parts. Like, she's always fully covered. And I think that to me is sexy.
Yeah.
The comment of making babies and not having a husband. Does that ever go through your mind when you put on something saying, you know, this outfit I'm going to wear is to try to attract a man or not attract a man?
I mean, to some degree, like whatever you may put on, like it is to attract a certain gender. But I mean, like a little attention is okay sometimes too, because sometimes females want that a bit of attention, but some females also want to be taken home for a night. I mean, like it's all what your intention is.
And let's not pretend that we don't know that we have friends or even ourselves have been that one night stand or the person that just says, I don't really care for a relationship. I'm just going to find somebody to spend their day, evening, even the moment with. Mm-hmm. Even if you go to a club, it's just I just want to dance.
Yeah.
And the dance is just a dance and I'm going to go home. Mm-hmm. You're not really looking for a husband.
Right.
Right. You both have significant others.
Mm-hmm.
Has there ever been a time where you've dressed in a way where they've looked at you and said, no, you're not going out like that?
Not for me.
No, but like I've never dressed up and gone out like that. But like if I'm at the store trying on clothes, I'll be like, yeah, no.
Yeah, I think I sort, because for me, I've been in my relationship for 7 years, so I sort of know what is, and just as a person, it's not that like he's in control of me or I can't wear certain, like I know how to be modest and I also know how to be sexy. Yeah. So I mean, wearing a little skirt, a tight skirt and a little crop top, that's fine.
Yeah.
But like having the whole nine out, like I wouldn't, like I know.
Completely agree.
Yeah.
We gotta get into the relationships in a moment. This is R2R Radio. I wanna thank you ladies for joining us. We'll be right back.
Thank you.
Thank you. Relationships, huh?